Pick up his hand, let me know. You have about 3 minutes after that. I'll make it easier for you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Respected brothers, sisters and elders, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Salam, which is peace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Holy Quran, فَدَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام صدق الله العظيم. Indeed, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen, the religion is Islam. What is meant by religion and deen? It is not some name of some rituals, but it is the way of life. One who will follow this way of life is called Muslim. And a Muslim who has in his life, in his manners, in his characters, in his dealings, every aspect of his life will be of peace and satisfaction and contentment, not only for him, but the people around him, the community he is living in, the household he is the head of the household, for the whole world. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the prophet, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we did not send you but as a mercy for the alameen, for the universe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent not towards certain number of people. There have been certain Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, who were sent for just family, for a tribe, for a nation, for a city, for a number of people, but he was sent towards the humanity. And his way of life, the purpose, he mentioned something to the effect that I have been sent to perfect the manners, the akhlaq, the character. So one who submits to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, as his Lord, as the only doer, as the only controller of this universe, as the only sustainer, as the only problem solver, as the only fulfiller of needs. Not only he has to have these manners and characters in his life, but in what direction, my brothers? He cannot go on his whims and wishes and desires. One time I had a philosophy class, and one of the topics we discussed was whether morality is absolute or it is dependent. So my brothers and elders, if everyone will go to his own wishes, then even a household you cannot run. Let's say every company has a code of practices to do. Every company, every country has a constitution to follow. Every city has its own rules and regulations. So the Muslim is one who will look to the desires of the Almighty, one who has created this whole universe and who knows what is good for all of us. So this peace which a Muslim should have in his life, he should be spreading around him. So my brothers and elders, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has said something to effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made one heavens, one paradise in this world and one in the hereafter. One who cannot enjoy the paradise, the heavens of this earth, he cannot enjoy the paradise and heavens of the hereafter. It is said something to effect, just to explain this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned, you have mercy on the people of the earth. The honor of the earth, he will have mercy on you. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens. So we enjoy the environment of paradise, heaven here, towards each other. We will enjoy that paradise there, my brother. It is said something to effect, the best door of paradise for you is your father. It's up to you to keep this door by obeying him or break it by disobeying him. So we serve our father, obey our father here, have an environment of paradise in heavens here, then we will enjoy our paradise here. It is mentioned something to effect by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jannat is under the paradise, is under the feet of your mother. But it's meant that you serve your mother, you achieve your Jannat. So we see when these teachings were presented to these companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they prepared their paradise in this very world. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time he mentioned that I saw in my dream the paradise and I heard the voice of recitation of the Holy Quran there. So I was told that this is the recitation of Quran of Numan bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu. Is so special in Oman. Nabi told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha that the service is like this, service is like this. It has such a great reward. So it was inquired of Numan bin Harsa that what is so special, what service do you do? He used to do service to his mother. What service? His mother was old. Now he will clean her himself. He will cook the food for her himself. He will wash her clothes himself. He will clothe her himself. He will feed her himself. He will oil her hair himself. And he will comb her hair himself. And after serving all this, he will stand by to see and to hear if he will need any other service from him. Sometimes his mother will say something that, yes, I need this. And if he cannot understand because he is old lady, he cannot understand, so he will signal his wife to come outside and he will ask, what did my mother say? I did not understand. Why did not he ask her? Sometimes we ask someone who is saying something, oh no, I don't need anything. The person becomes like that. So he is in the presence of his wife, he is serving his mother himself. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to effect, the best of the mu'min, the believer, is he who has the best of the manners. And the best among you is he who is best to his wife. And I'm the best to my wife. In another narration, something the fact Prophet Muhammad has said, that it cannot behove a mu'min, a believer, to have ill feeling toward his wife. If you don't like one thing, something in her, there are many other things you like. The treatment is, the advice is, to have the environment of tolerance and patience and goodwill towards each other. So one time a person came to Hazrat Umar, the second ruler of the Muslims after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to complain to him about the manners and the character of his wife, that she speaks to him in a loud voice. So when he went close to the house of Umar radiallahu anhu, he heard that his wife, the wife of Umar radiallahu anhu, was speaking in a loud voice to Umar radiallahu anhu. He said that he seems to be in much worse condition than mine. He started going back. So this Khalifa spotted him and he called him and he said that, what for did you come? He said, no, nothing. He said, no, there must be something you came for. He said, I want you to complain about the my wife speaking loudly to me and now I hear this thing. So Umar gave an answer. He said, why should not I tolerate? When I come home, the food is ready for me. My clothes are washed. My children are fed. The house is clean. So I just look at, sometimes he has some hurt feeling and she speaks louder to me. We make the environment of paradise heavens here, we will enjoy our paradise there. The first thing which will be weighed after Salat on the Day of Judgment in the Mizan, in the scale of deeds, will be our treatment to our family members. It is said that something to effect that a family is not blessed with anything better than this from Allah Almighty, that they are given softness. What you could achieve through softness cannot be achieved by any other means. It is said in a riwayat, in a narration close meaning, if softness is to be given a shape, the most beautiful shape on the face of the earth will be softness. And if harshness is to be given a shape, the most ugliest shape on the face of the earth will be harshness. What is the advice? Have the softness in the house. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dear Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the model of it. Anas bin Malik said that I came in the company in the service of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the age of 10. Very tender age, boyish, childish, likes play. So he said that I remained in his service for 10 years. Never ever he said even once, why did you do this? Why did not you do this? As a child, as a boy, sometimes, you know, like a cup or something will fall from his hand or will break. So the family members of Prophet Muhammad may start, you know, saying, what did you do? And he say, leave him alone. Whatever Allah wished it happen. Look at the character. So what is the teaching here, my brothers and sisters, that what should be my treatment towards my children? What should be my treatment towards my family members? The wife of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something to effect, whenever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the house, he would say, he would be coming smiling. And he would say salam to me. And he will give me a dua, a prayer. And he will say, O Aisha, may Allah, may God keep your face fresh. What is in this smiling? First of all, we enter home smiling. No matter that other person who has been doing the house chores the whole day is tired, just looking at our smile, the smile comes on her face also. Why the smile is so special? When a husband and wife look toward each other with smile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his earth smiles looking at them with rahmah, with mercy. This is the value of creating the environment of Jannah in our own house. Then the companions, one time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the house and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, his wife was drinking water from a bowl. He said to Aisha, something to effect, I like to drink water also. She did not get up, take a clean bowl or glass or cup and giving the water to the husband, like they say, Saab Bahadur has come at home. No, the same bowl she passed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now imagine, here is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The used water of the Prophet is barakah and a blessing, or of the wife to the Prophet. We'll all say it is the Prophet. But Prophet Muhammad is drinking the leftover water of his wife. Moreover than that, he said that, oh Aisha, where did your lips touch the bowl? So she pointed at this place. So he twisted the bowl like this, touched his lips at the same place in the bowl where Aisha's lips were touched. So she ended. How much love would have come in the heart of Aisha radiallahu anha. Whenever, sometimes, you know, husband and wife, it will not always go happy and merry. So one day she was a little bit angry. He had some feeling. She was showing that I'm a little angry. Namson was sitting with him, with her eating. So he took a morsel and put in the mouth of her, his wife. Right away she got pleased with her husband. My brothers and elders, we have limited our religion, our deen to some rituals today. I pray Friday, I pray Eid, I like to pray with Jamaat, or I can pray at home. No, my brothers and elders, where it used to be taught how to be a husband, how to be a wife, how to be a father, how to be children, how to be a neighbor, how to do the business. Hazrat Umar went to the market, saw a new person selling things. He said, have you learned business? He said, no. He said, go and learn the business in the masjid and then come in our market. When someone has learned this business, then how did it go? One merchant, he went home for some need. His son was sitting at the shop. So when he was coming back towards the market, he saw a person having a sheet of cloth on his arm. So he recognized this was from my shop. He said, how much did you pay for it? He said, 200 dirham, let's say dollars. So he said, no, my son made a mistake. It was worth 100 dirham. So either you come back and get the sheet, which was 200 dirham, or get your 100 dirham back. He said, no, I liked it. I like the price. I don't want. He said, no, you must either get 100 dirham back or get the better sheet. Because they had learned how to be a businessman. So my brothers and sisters, there is an effort to become Muslim. Muslim is not just following some rituals. It is a way of life from birth till death. That's why we have three things. The surah from head to toe, we should look like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Seerah from birth till death, we should look like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever things will come in our life. And sarira, what was the pain of the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the purpose of his life. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That everyone should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has such a beautiful life through his Prophet has taught us. That from his salam he wants us to come in this world and have the life of salam in peace and go to Darul Salam, the Jannat from here. So my brothers and sisters, for this effort our Jamaat has come from Los Angeles. We request you brothers to give us time and sit with us. And this next three, today, tomorrow and day after, so we could work how we can bring this beautiful environment in our life, in our household, in our community, in our city, in state, in country, in continent and the whole world for the people to come to the day of judgment. So inshallah, all of us are ready for this inshallah. Make me add that this is the job which was given to us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no prophet after him. There is no ummat after us. So we are the successors of Prophet Muhammad. This is our job. May Allah give us. سبحان الله وبحمدك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.